joining me for this edition of Our Town. Chris Johnson, our athletic director for Syosla High School, is here. Very tenured guy. How many years is this now?
This is 29.
Wow.
Yeah, I know. I'm winding up.
Are you going to keep going?
People don't believe me, but man, that's a long time to do anything, 30 years. So I think that's probably a good place to stop, but we'll see.
Say something again.
Hello?
Yeah, it's a little bit. I don't know why it's so weirdly low. Okay. But it's good enough. All right.
Okay.
Well, you know, I guess 30 years is a good place to stop. But,
yeah.
You know, I mean, yeah, what else are you going to do?
I mean, people say that. I don't know. Maybe something else. I don't know.
Become a professional skier, maybe.
Maybe. I was a mountain climber back in the day, so maybe I'll do that some more.
Oh, yeah. That's nice and safe. So yeah. I want to talk about next year and the league change and all that. But first I want to talk about something that you just mentioned on Monday night. The city council meeting, and that is the pole vaulting.
Correct.
That's something that's coming up that
right.
You guys have now become an annual event.
Yeah, I made the mistake of calling it the first annual when we did it 2 years ago, and it was pretty well received, very well received from people down there and people just walking by and the kids who get to jump. So, yeah, the city's been really, really great. They encouraged me to do it. Erin Reynolds and her great crew down there said, hey, this is a great thing for our community. And so, yeah, we're excited. Wednesday of spring break, 27th, high noon, we'll be pole vaulting again if the weather cooperates.
But it was a heck of a lot of fun. Last 2 years been, you know, something else. And it's just fun to see the kids, and they all get excited about it. It's
good
to
have them. I mean, it's nice for a track athlete. I mean, the pole vault does have a tendency to kind of get attention. When you're at a track meet and the crossbar gets to 15 feet, people stop and watch. So pole vaulters are used to being kind of the center of attention a little bit, which is kind of why we put the pole vault pit where we did in our stadium. But when it's just, you know, you're at a track meet, there's still 17 events going on. So just to have one event that you can showcase, and it really is something that most people don't get a chance to see, especially close up, and certainly not in that environment. So, yeah, it's been great. And I big props to Brian Lacouture and Camp, who Camp built the runway a couple years ago. And Brian's the first call I make every time. I mean, everybody, probably the whole town, calls Brian first on a lot of stuff. But he told me he's willing to do it again. And, without his legwork and his brilliance putting that thing together, it wouldn't happen. So, yeah, we're excited. It should be fun.
So let's get into next year. Of course, it starts off with cross-country and football. Does the change affect cross-country much?
So it's so bizarre. So in a nutshell, when you get down to the 3A level, school sizes are it's pretty small school sizes. It's hard for some of those schools to get multiple, you know, JV teams. So just what happened basically is there was a big league in the South. They had like 11 teams in it, 12 teams. So they weren't playing hardly any non-league games, which makes it really difficult for them. They had a lot of travel. Like Lakeview to Sutherland is in that league. That's a long ways. That's an overnight trip for anything that happens, even like a basketball game on Tuesday night. They're staying the night because of travel restrictions. So that didn't give a lot of flexibility to the other leagues around like us, because we're normally playing Sutherland, you know, for non-league contests, and we were having a hard time getting games because of that, because that league was so big. So the push was from that league in the South to break it into basically three leagues of six, more or less, and that meant pulling us from the Mountain Valley Conference because they had seven schools, and it makes a lot more sense for us geographically to be back in the Far West League than it did to be in a conference where we're having to travel to Sisters and Lapine a couple times a season in the bad weather. It's been really, really hard. I mean, I did not anticipate how difficult it was going to be to deal with Sisters and Lapine in the same league. So they're happy to have us gone, not to have to make the trip over here, and we're happy not to have to make two trips to the mountains. Overall, our travel's about the same, but I think it just gives us some more flexibility with a lot of different things.
What is the makeup of the rest of the league going to look like then?
You asked me a question, and I didn't really even answer it, so... So basically, we'll be in the Far West League in volleyball, football, basketball, girls and boys basketball, and baseball and softball. Everything else is a special district, which is what has happened this year. So right now, our cross-country boys and cross-country girls are in different leagues, basically, different special districts. Boys and girls soccer are in different special districts, again, because there's certain schools in those lower classifications that aren't fielding teams. So they're having to put two or three leagues together in order to get enough teams to have a legitimate league schedule. So that's kind of what's happened. So we're all over the place. I mean, we're Far West League again for the fourth time, I think, since I've been at Sayus Law, but in different leagues, or sorry, in different sports, we're going to be playing different people.
Well, obviously, they're not building new schools and creating new competitions there. So, I mean, other than the fact that you had one really huge league down there, what are some of the other reasons for kind of switching things up?
So I think originally – schools that are remote have a difficult time finding competition out of league. Like in once the league starts, you have to play the league schedule so they can get those games. But for Lakeview, you know, a school like Lakeview or even us, you know, we don't have a ton of schools around us. So they're trying to find those schools to play. But by being in a bigger league, then the pressure was sort of off of them to be able to find non-league contests because people didn't want to travel there. They could travel anywhere, but people to go to Lakeview is harder for them. So they thought originally a bigger league would help them, but what they found out was that having to go on those long trips all the time as part of the league was way more of a burden than trying to struggle to find a couple extra games here and there. And they do have some schools in their area. You know, I mean, I'm just using Lakeview as an example because they're about one of the most remote schools of all, but they have other schools small in their area that they could play. We could play Reed Sport, we could play Walport, they're out of league, that kind of thing. And if we're in a league of 11 and we couldn't schedule any non-league contests, then we would be able to play those schools, if that makes any sense.
Yeah, in other words, you'd have so many teams you had to play within
Correct.
The league that you wouldn't have enough schedule left.
Right.
For the other team.
Yeah, so like that big league down there, they didn't even play everybody. I think they did. They didn't play any non-league games in football because they had the same number of teams as they had to have games. So they just played their league game. Then again, all of us who were trying to find those especially football. Football is the toughest because there's so few games and everybody's playing the same time. So it was hard for us to find. Like we have a bye in our schedule this year, which we're okay, or next year, which we're okay with now because we have three really hard games to start the season off. We were happy to have that bye week four before we start league, but we probably couldn't find a game anyway, even if we wanted to play. So it's a challenge for sure.
And I guess everybody's up for it. I mean,
yeah, this was one of those things where everybody, there were, I think, 16 or 17 schools involved in this kind of reclassification. And everybody except for one school was all for it. So it was pretty simple. Normally, when you get that many people together, there's differences of opinion and it's hard to come up with a consensus. But it was simple. It was one email and every except for one person. And the school that didn't want to vote for it, they were right dead center in the middle. So it didn't really impact them one way or the other. They're going to have to travel regardless.
They're just being stinkers?
No, I just think they thought, hey, we're okay with where we are right now, and there is some comfort from the perspective of an athletic director when you know that you have the luxury of having all those league contests because you don't have to go out and try to scramble to find the non-league games, that's the hardest part probably of this job. It says it's not hard, but it just takes some time and things have to work out.
So coming up, still we have left in this year, we've got baseball, softball, and we got track and field. New baseball coach. What can you tell us about Derek?
Oh, Derek Wells. So Derek was a senior my very first year here. So that makes him pretty old too. He was a standout
Not
pitcher.
As old as you, though.
Not as old as me. Yeah, he was a standout pitcher. He threw a knuckleball. He was all state. He pitched in pitched at the college level for a while. Played in some pretty high, I think, American Legion. I don't get that wrong. Some pretty high level American Legion national contests. He's been coaching baseball here for forever, you know, the youth on up. He's super, super excited. I don't think I've ever hired a coach who seems to be more excited about this, you know, it's almost like a life dream for him to be able to have this job and to give back to the community he cares so much about and to a sport he loves so much. So it's been exciting. He's fired up.
So why so long to get him on board?
We had
other coaches.
I think work. I mean, you have to ask. You'll get Derek in here. I think it was more his work situation has changed. I think he's been around long enough that he's starting to get some seniority, and so it gave him a little bit more flexibility. He has Fridays off, so and that was it. Wasn't the right time before. And then you know we have coaches that last 6 or 7, 10 years sometimes. So the opportunities don't always present themselves all the time. But he was ready to snap this up, and as soon as we put the job out there, he was all over it. So it's pretty neat.
Track and field, who do you have returning?
So, man, we feel like on the girls' side, we didn't lose anybody. So we have all the girls that made it to state. I hope I don't miss anybody. Jane and Dan and Lacouture, Maya Wells, Allison Hughes, they're all back. They scored 20 points at the state meet last year, that group, which is pretty awesome. So I think we can be potentially pretty competitive on the girls' side without a ton of girls that maybe that can even maybe qualify. We'll see. We're just starting. The boys, man, we start. We're pretty darn good. We have a lot of people back, but we start talking about who we lost last year, and we lost some of the best track athletes this school's ever seen. And Sam Ulrich and Kyle Hughes and John Rose all were state champions. And Hunter Peterson is one of the best sprinters that we'll ever have. You know, we had two great relay teams. You know, so we lost a lot of great kids, but we have a lot of great kids back. Will Johnson and Dylan Jensen, who Dylan's nursing an injury. We're hoping he can come back and be full strength. But Dylan and also Justin Allen were the scorers that are returning.
How about freshman class?
We have some freshmen who I think are going to be pretty good. It's going to take a while, you know, because there's so much to do on the track. And most often when kids come to the high school level, the events that they need to be in aren't the ones they've been doing. And so then there's just this some time where we're trying to introduce some different concepts and say, hey, trust us. Let's think about maybe this event. So those things will shake out. But there's a couple people who can help us. But Braden Linton has had a fantastic, great year. He's coming on a lot. We have a lot of faith in Cale Jensen. Cale Jensen can do about anything. He's just a sophomore, and he didn't place at the state meet last year, but he qualified, and we can put Cale anywhere. He's exciting. So, you know, we have Ray Brito back, who's on the relay teams. Wesley Nichols is amazing, and he was hurt last year. That was a killer for us, and he's one of our best athletes. He's healthy right now. So we have some pieces. We just have to see how good can we be, and how many kids can we qualify, and then can we go down there and have a great day? I think we have a chance to be in the money, but last year's team was certainly a special team. So
you talked about when student athletes come in and the roles they play in high school may be different than what they're used to. How do you – is it just by watching them and seeing what they're doing that tells you what they're going to be better at? I mean, are you that
good?
You can look at them and say, hey, I know she will do.
Yeah, I think we know that. I think that's one thing we've done a really good job with. And I joke all the time at former athletes. There's so many kids that have won state championships and events. They told me I'm never going to do that event, and I just smile and go, okay. And I'm gonna wear them down. I'm hoping I can wear them down eventually. You know, yeah. They're just you know, some of the events in track are just hard. Like the hurdle events are just hard. Kids don't. You know, if they've never hurdled before, they're not sure that that's something they can do. But it's not that complicated. You just have to work on it. And it's just a skill, like anything else. So we just build some skills. That's the big one. I think the hurdles are one that, you know, we had Lucian Murphy last year who placed at the state meet in the high hurdles. And, like, he was not even probably one of the 10 or 15 fastest people on the team in a sprint. But he was a tall kid, and he was willing to work hard, and he made the final and scored a point. And I tell kids all the time, who's fast? You know, Lucian, if you're listening, man, we love you, and you're amazing. But, like, are you faster than Lucian Murphy? And they're like, yeah. I said, well, he made the state final, and you didn't, because he picked the right event maybe. So that kind of stuff. Right. And we don't want to push him. I mean, I'll push him, but –
Encourage them.
Yeah, eventually I want them to figure out for them on their own that we're doing what's best for them, even though it might be uncomfortable originally. But those things, like, they pay off, and it's paid off. I mean, over the course of history since I've been here, I mean, dozens of times, kids, like, they weren't high on that in that event, and that's the one they end up winning. So it's pretty fun.
I don't know. You're still young to be giving up at 30, though. I don't know.
No, not 30 years old. 30.
No,
30
I know.
Years.
30 years.
We'll see. I haven't filed any paperwork yet, but there's days that it's a grind for sure.
Yeah, well, you know, that's kind of the way it is. Well, thank you so much,
yeah.
And look forward to what's coming up, and then next year we'll see if we can get that all squared away.
Yeah, well, at least we're not driving to Sisters anymore. That's a good thing.
At least, you know, unless it's post.
Right, that's great. Maybe postseason we'll figure it out. But yeah, it was a touch and go. It was kind of like baseball season all year long this year, which is baseball and softball are a lot to deal with as an athletic director. All the cancellations and rescheduling and so yeah.
Well, you know, it's your job.
It's my job.
All right,
Chris
Johnson,
love it.
Thanks
I love
so
it.
Much.
Thanks, George. Go Vikes.
You've been listening to Our Town on Coast Radio. Tune in again next month. We'll have a whole new slate of guests for you on the April edition of Our Town right here on Coast Radio.